You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show where we cover everything that's in news, movies, comics, and more. I'm Josh.
I'm Sam.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over, but first, let's get into some things we've been checking out.
We watched Justice League Dark last night.
Oh yeah?
It's I don't think it's out yet on DVD, but it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's on digital.
Okay.
I haven't got a chance to watch it yet.
It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of boring.
I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
I was kind of late, but I fell asleep.
they kind of went places, did stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't really a whole lot going on.
Yeah, and that's a problem you run into with some of those characters. Justice League Dark, they're the magic DC characters for the most part.
Constantine, yeah. Swamp Thing.
I've realized that I have not seen anything with Constantine before, and I didn't know, like, anything about him. Somehow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either until, like, wait a minute. I don't know who he is.
not even the show with Matt Ryan?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nothing.
You didn't see the movie with Keanu Reeves?
No.
It was not bad. I kind of liked the movie.
I don't know what I thought he was. I mean, I guess I kind of like inferred what he was, like, magic and kind of
a magic.
magic British man in a trench coat.
Magic British jerk. Nobody likes him.
Yeah.
He's Doctor Who smokes.
He didn't smoke at all.
Oh, he didn't. Well, kids movie.
It wasn't a kids movie. There was a lot of really creepy monster designs that were really cool.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of violence.
Once you put in smoking, it's like R-rated now.
Yeah.
That's like a thing.
And it was probably a hard PG-13.
Hmm.
Which even Justice League Action gave him a lollipop, so it looked like he was smoking.
Oh, that's that's good at least. Huh.
But the Zatanna was kind of cool.
Yeah. When she speaks backwards and stuff and does magic.
Yeah. But she only wore her cool magician outfit at the beginning, and the rest of the time was the weird corset.
Yeah, the reboot costume.
Yeah, it was all their costumes were New 52 costumes.
A lot of the newer DC animated films rely heavily on the... Like, ever since Justice League War, I think.
Yeah. Well, brand synergy, I guess.
I still hate 90% of those costumes.
Yeah. Well, they're all... A lot of them are getting switched back-ish with the Rebirth series. New 52 is... I mean, they're done with that.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Batman was there for no reason.
Batman. Because Batman.
Yeah,
because I'm Batman.
Yeah, science is important. Like, you can't rely on magic for everything. I'm Batman, I'm here.
Well, you can have both.
Yeah.
You can have both.
He didn't do anything. There was no reason for him to be there except for you gotta have Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Batman appears in every one of the Justice League animated films.
Again, you have to have that through line.
Superman and Wonder Woman were there for a little bit at the beginning, and then they don't show up again.
Yeah.
You didn't?
No.
Huh.
You would have known if you were awake.
Yeah.
Even the big fight at the end, like they did. Green Lantern shows up and gets his butt kicked.
Good. That's become like a running theme in the DC animated movies. Green Lantern shows up just to get his butt handed to him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of great. I love, speaking as a Green Lantern fan, I think that's kind of great.
Deadman is in it, too. He's
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, Deadman is cool.
Yeah, it was a team up with Constantine, Zatanna, Deadman, Batman, and Batman.
Oh, okay. That's
not much of a Justice League Dark.
That's like no one, really. That's weird.
No Dr. Fate, no
Swamp Thing.
No Swamp,
oh, Swamp Thing.
Oh,
but
Swamp
he showed up a little bit in the middle and then at the end.
Because
they tried to get him to team up and he's like, no, I don't like people. And I only like plants.
That's kind of in keeping with his character, I suppose.
Maybe Batman should have floated Swamp Thing, Poison Ivy's number.
Yeah. And I like Mark Hamill
Poison Ivy. Yeah, that's a good choice. It's a good choice.
I like Mark Hamill's Swamp Thing better than whoever it was in this.
Yeah, probably Nolan North.
Probably.
He does everything.
Rosario Dawson was Wonder Woman. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Mark Hamill, Poison Ivy. It's my headcanon now.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't care.
But yeah, it was pretty forgettable and all around average.
That's a shame. That makes me a little worried about how Guillermo del Toro keeps wanting to make a live action Justice League Dark movie, and if a animated movie can't sustain it, what's that going to mean for a live action?
I feel like they need to better establish the other characters before they really set into a Justice League Dark.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's not enough going on with Zatanna or anybody like that that we know of that.
Very true.
I mean, Constantine's getting an animated series, so that's cool, but...
But yeah, none of these characters have enough backstory and pathos to carry the movie. Which, I mean, if they showed some of it or told some of it, maybe that would have made it better. But the way it is now, it's just some people doing some stuff for reasons.
But isn't that like every movie, though? You just described every movie ever. Some people doing some stuff for some reason.
Well,
but
like,
no, I know what you mean.
Not a deep enough reason. Yeah. They're just doing it to move the plot along.
Right. No, I get you. I was making a joke.
From the creators of Batman vs. Superman, Wonder Woman, and Suicide Squad comes... Blah, Space Cabbie. Blah.
That would be cool. No, that would be cool.
I love the magic characters and stuff. Those are really cool. I love the Doctor Strange movie because of it. And I didn't. This was only all right.
Yeah. I do like the magic characters as well. And again, that's a shame. I like DC's magic characters a ton. But yeah, that's a bummer.
Oh, Felix Faust is in it too.
Of course, because he's the main magic bad guy of the DC universe. Was he slimy and weaselly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like Felix Faust.
Yeah. At least I got that part right.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure everything was accurate to the characters. It just wasn't done in a way that was compelling.
Yeah.
What, no Resurrection Man?
No.
He wasn't magic anyway.
He wasn't?
Pure science.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
I could have sworn he was magic.
Nope. He drank some bad, whatever the
science
DC...
Science juice.
No, the DC equivalent of Pepsi.
Soda cola.
He drank some tainted soda cola and gained the ability to come back to life with a different superpower every time he died. That's
interesting.
Yeah, one of my more liked characters that they don't do anything with.
They made a HeroClix for him a long time ago.
Well, sure, yeah. that's because during the post Flashpoint, the New 52, he had a
There was a Resurrection Man
series. No one read it. I mean, I read it, but no one else read it.
It was there with Animal Man as being the ones that were really good that no one read.
Yeah, exactly.
And Omak. Animal Man was a White Lantern there at the end of the old stuff.
Oh, yeah, they did that.
Animal Man! Did you ever see that short where Weird Al is the voice of Animal Man?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's great.
I miss that DC Nation.
I do too.
Cartoon Network.
I do too.
With those great shorts.
Yeah.
Did they bring him back in Justice?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Still, that show was great.
Yes, oh, I know. Is. I love Young Justice. Young Justice was.
Oh, yeah.
It was real good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Here lately, I've been in the morning. I come home and I turn the TV on and I just kind of veg on the couch. I have watched more Teen Titans Go. That I'd like to admit.
It's a good show.
It's the only thing Cartoon Network plays. It's their SpongeBob SquarePants.
It is. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's all huge morning blocks.
It's not terrible, though.
Kids love it. Yeah, that's not terrible.
No,
I mean,
it's not. I mean, there are sometimes, there's a joke in there, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, they throw stuff in every now and then.
Yeah, because there's a point where you see an urn on a shelf in the Batcave with a crowbar next to it.
Yeah.
That's pretty dark.
That's pretty dark. But yeah, they do stuff every now and then with that. It's decent enough.
Yeah. What was I? Oh, I was watching this one episode, and they're talking about how they needed to put their silly antics behind and grow
get
up.
Serious. Mm-hmm.
Not so much the get serious episode, but start shedding their identities. Like Robin becomes Nightwing with the outfit and the long hair. Mm-hmm. And Cyborg's armor turns into the Justice League Cyborg armor.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And they're like, just kidding. Wacky stuff. I don't know. That's not my check it out. Is this something I have to do it?
Okay.
It's just a little bit too robot chicken.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But not
a little so random.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
that's what the kids like. So
their humor's too random.
And it's a show for kids.
Yeah.
I do kind of miss the old Teen Titans cartoon, though.
I never really liked it.
I enjoyed bits and pieces of it. I thought the ones that extended the plot were really good.
Oh, yeah.
The filler episodes, you could just...
Yeah. Just but, like, toss. The ones with, like, you know, like, Robin as Red X and dealing with, you know, Deathstroke or Slade.
Pretty much all of Season 5, where it was the Brotherhood of Evil.
Oh, yeah,
with, The Brain and Monsieur Malat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those were all really good.
They bring The Brain in a lot on Teen Titans Go.
I'm sure they do. Yeah,
like,
because he is a major antagonist for Beast Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't care for the the fake anime aesthetic.
Yeah,
that it
didn't
has.
Care for that. I agree with that. Yeah.
In the Puffy AmiYumi opener.
I like that.
It was all right.
No, I like it.
I like Puffy AmiYumi.
I didn't really care for Puffy AmiYumi's own cartoon.
No, I liked that show.
I liked it,
yeah. It was good.
It was eh for me.
The underground cat racing scene, NASCAT. That was a funny episode. I played a little bit of the Kingdom Hearts, new Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah?
The 2.8 prologue.
final chapter prologue.
Dumbest title of a video game ever.
I mean, it's really good. All I've played is the remaster of Dream Drop Distance, which I think is a 3DS game.
Okay.
And it's a remaster upscale to the PlayStation 4. It looks really nice.
Oh, cool.
It plays like Kingdom Hearts. The story barely makes any sense like
but
Kingdom Hearts.
Like Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. I mean, it's Kingdom Hearts. It's good. Yeah. It's got this weird mechanic where you switch between Sora and Riku. You have a certain amount of time with each character.
Hmm.
And it swaps back and forth. They each have their own version of whatever world you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And so after you play as Sora for a while, it automatically switches over to Riku and you do his story and then you do the other story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it picks up exactly where you were before
with
the other character. It's kind of a cool mechanic.
Now, how much is Goofy and Donald and the Disneyland characters in this?
Goofy and Donald haven't been in it at all.
Really? Because they're usually like mainstays. For folks who don't know, Kingdom Hearts is weird JRPG, like super... kind of cartoon realistic.
It's basically Final Fantasy mashed up with Disney.
With Disney, yeah, that's what I was
getting
at.
With more Disney than Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
It's weird. The entire first world is based on The World Ends With You.
Oh.
That weird DS RPG from a long time ago.
Oh, that is weird.
Like, there's barely any Disney in there at all.
Huh.
And then I played through that, and then the next world is Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Hunchback of Notre Dame. But it's based on that movie, which I have not seen in a long time.
It's been a long time for me, too.
It's a little dark.
Oh, man, that one guy hates gypsies so much.
So much.
And gets really creepy.
Yeah.
When he's like singing into the fireplace. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a weird one. That's a dark one. Yeah.
But that's all the Disney I've gotten out of it yet, and I've played it for like 3 hours.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what was weird is playing Kingdom Hearts 2 and you go to Pirates of the Caribbean world where it's kind of photorealistic.
It's so weird. Yeah, it doesn't mesh at all.
With anything.
Yeah.
I mean, the Halloween Town levels look mash up better than this did.
Also, that level sucked. It was a lot of running back and forth between the same two
places. Yeah. Hmm.
Also, the level design in Kingdom Hearts has always been kind of terrible. It's just like these big empty rooms that you run around in
with bad guys on.
Yeah, and bad guys show up.
I don't know. The little heartless shadows are always really adorable.
Yeah. Well, this one has monsters called Dream Eaters that are all like cute and Pokemon-esque. They look like crosses between Pokemon and the bad guys from the other Kingdom Hearts games.
Oh, okay.
And you can actually, you get like pieces and use them to craft monsters that help you.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So it's kind of got a little bit of Pokemon in there.
Yeah.
Kids love that. Kids love monsters that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cool to try and get the pieces to get the monsters that you want. Because they're the same as the ones you fight. So you can see one and be like, oh, I want that one on my team. But yeah, it's good. I mean, if you like Kingdom Hearts, you're going to like this. I haven't tried out the other two. I think it comes with a movie and also a like kind of a prequel to the whole series. That's a short game that I think runs on the same engine as Kingdom Hearts 3 that's coming up. So it's kind of a preview for 3.
Oh, that's cool. Do you think we're going to see any Star Wars or Marvel in Kingdom Hearts 3? Because it's all Disney now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Marvel's probably more likely since they've had it for longer.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. I mean, I'd be down for that.
Yeah. I always thought that the Disney Infinity really kind of lost out by not having some sort of Kingdom Hearts
or just tie, being Kingdom Hearts.
Or just being Kingdom Hearts, because it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just mashing up all the different Disney characters. They could have just made a couple of Final Fantasy character standees and,
yeah,
and just done
it.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing crashed anyway. So.
Yeah, true, true.
For no good reason. It's not like it didn't do well. It did fine.
Yeah.
I thought the gameplay was okay. I mean, it was...
I never actually played it. I meant, like, selling-wise, sales-wise.
I always liked the sculpt of the figures. That was about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the sculpts are cool.
The way they homogenized them looked so good. Like, yeah. They did it in the best way possible.
They really did.
I still have my Groot sitting on my TV stand.
Nice.
Have you seen the new Legos, the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 Legos?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
There's a little baby Groot figure that's adorable.
Oh, that's awesome.
I need it. I need it in my life. Very right cool. Now. More Baby Groot. Man, that scene in the second trailer where he's like chasing that dude down that catwalk and he's like, that dude's like screaming his head off like he's getting ready to get killed, and little Baby Groot just goes, "I am Groot," just rips him off.
Oh, yeah. The trailer. Yeah. That's very cool.
Oh,
there's
man.
Another Lego set of the Milano that I want really bad because yeah. I like that spaceship.
It's cool. A neat looking spaceship. I agree.
If I like anything, it's Lego spaceships.
Spaceships! Spaceships! So I am caught up on Adventure Time. And I've been the new miniseries started.
I've heard it's been really good.
The Islands?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all about this ship comes across the ocean trying to get Susan and Finn. Apparently it comes from an island inhabited completely by humans that is like wicked far away.
Hmm.
And they're apparently really technologically advanced.
That's an interesting twist for the series.
Oh, yeah. Because in the lead up to this was two episodes called Preboot and Reboot. And apparently Susan has, like, a cybernetic enhancement attached to her head underneath her little hat.
Oh, well, spoilers. That's what's under
there. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's been an Adventure Time question for years, what she got under that hat.
Sorry. My bad.
You blew it.
I did. I fail. But it's really, really good. Finn doesn't have the grass arm anymore.
Good, because I don't like that.
Yeah, that's
it's its own
weird.
Person now. called Fern. Fern the human. He looks like a fin made of grass.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So does he just not have that arm? Or
he has a robot arm.
He has a robot arm. Okay.
It's gone full circle and he's got robot arm now.
Yeah, he was supposed to have a robot arm eventually because when he sees himself from the future.
Yep. Every future and alternate reality version of Finn has had a mechanical arm. So now he actually has one.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, it's like an 8-part miniseries that takes place over 4 days. So every episode is 2 stories.
Okay.
Part of this arc.
Yeah.
Man, we need to catch up on Adventure Time.
Oh, man. Hulu has like a ton. Caught up on that. I started watching the new arc of Steven Universe officially.
Oh, we need to catch up on that, too.
Yep. Because they've got a Steven bomb going on right now.
Ugh.
And it's really, really good. Lots of story doing.
We mainlined a bunch of Always Sunny in Philadelphia last couple of weeks.
Nice.
That's what we've been watching.
Well, you know, the gang's always a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Bird. Every time I see her in something else, she essentially is just playing that character just in a different show.
She's always D.
Yeah, she's always D.
We watched The Mick, actually.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
It's okay. I mean, it's pretty good. Some episodes better than others, but all of it never worse than mediocre.
Oh, that's good, at least. That's good.
There's a little kid on it that's hilarious. Like, what's a good joke with the kid?
He wants to watch Annoying Orange, and the nanny puts Clockwork Orange on it.
Oh, nice.
And then it goes to, what does it go to?
Oh, because after that, because he's watching it on like a Netflix platform, so it keeps suggesting terrible movies. So it goes to The Exorcist, to like The Thing or something.
Alien, and then she's like, "Are you watching Alien?" She's like, "Aliens is much better. Let's put that on."
And then they all sit down and watch Aliens.
Oh, that's awesome!
As a weird little family.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's true. I love Aliens versus Alien.
But Caitlin Olsen's really good on it. She's a good actress. She's funny.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always enjoy her.
Yeah,
she just needs good writing.
I know, right?
Which of the Mick only offers some of the time, not all of the time.
Yeah,
you'll have that.
A lot of the interactions between her and the oldest daughter play out like Kimmy Schmidt and Xanthropy from Kimmy Schmidt, except less funny. never finished the second season of Kimmy Schmidt either, because that was only okay. It was like starting to get not as good.
Oh, I got the new Conan game.
That's right. We already kind of talked about that a little bit.
Conan Exiles. So I hear lately
Conan Wieners.
Okay, to give an idea of what Conan Exiles is, it is a open world survival sandbox game set within the Conan universe.
It's like all those other games that are really popular on Steam, but with Conan.
Yeah, pretty much like Rust or
Ark.
It's a lot like Ark, honestly.
Which I haven't really been interested in any of those until Conan was involved, and now I kind of want to play it.
There is a cool mechanic in Conan eventually once you get like higher up into the game where there are characters that are summoners, or you can be a summoner or whatever, and summon an avatar of one of the greater powers of Conan, like either like a giant serpent to wreck somebody's town, or some big Cthulhu-esque monster, or some big Talos-looking bronze giant. I'm assuming that is a representation of Crom.
It looks really cool.
It's not bad. It's an early access game, so, you know.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty rough because it's early access.
It is a little rough. It takes forever to load. The servers are having a really hard time right now disconnecting.
Doesn't it have single player, though?
It does, but it still takes forever to load.
Oh, that's not cool.
It is. It's a little unforgiving, but it's Conan, so that's
fine. Yeah, that's the point.
Combat is, what little bit I have done, is bloody and visceral, like Conan should be.
Yeah. I've always kind of dug like low fantasy, like Conan, where it's like just like everything's...
dirt.
Everything's dirty and turdy, and everybody's
rocks
like a
dirt.
Yeah, everybody's like a savage, like, you know, barbarian,
yeah,
maniac.
like when you're making your character, you choose between like all these different races, and I'm not sure they really give you anything more other than, I don't know,
the way you look,
pretty much. But a lot of them don't even look that different. You get a lot of the same hair. You might get different skin options depending on what it is. I'm still mad that the beard option is not unlocked.
But you can change the size of your endowment.
Yes, there is a there is an option in the fields that allows nudity. You can either have no nudity, half nudity, or full nudity. Thanks, Rust. Oh, by the way, I popped in Rust a couple weeks ago, and I hadn't played since they added the update for female models and stuff, and the way Rust just randomly generates your character.
Yeah, it picks for you. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, apparently with my Steam ID, I am a lady now. I used to be a person of color, but now I am a lady. Anyway.
I have that game, and I just want to know what it picks for me, and I can never get it to launch.
Yeah, it is. That one's really rough, too. Oh, here's the weird thing with Conan, right? When I got mad that I couldn't get into the multiplayer servers, I made a single-player game just to try the game. So I was like, oh, well, I made a male character for this, so I'll make a female character for this. If you look down, it isn't just like blank space. You see yourself.
Oh, so you get a face full of...
Yeah. Yeah.
Jurassic Park Trespasser.
Yeah. Yes!
That's an obscure pull, but the game where you look down at your own boobs to see what your health is.
But yeah, I was like, oh, there's a lot of space between these, and I can kind of see my feet. But yeah, it's weird. The monsters are terrifying. Like, you walk through this stupid desert for it feels like forever after you like launch the game and Conan cuts you down off this thing.
That's very Conan.
Yeah.
Walk through the desert forever.
Yeah. I mean, like the whole time I'm going, I'm just like just picking up rocks and stuff. And I finally get to like this green oasis and I'm like, oh, finally. And what happens? I get killed by some weird turtle monster. I'm like,
it was Bowser.
I wish. There was a really cool thing that I was like almost my water. My hydration gauge was really low, and I was like, man, I don't have any more water. I don't know what's going
to... I need a Gatorade.
Yeah, it's what plants need. electrolytes.
It's what they crave.
But I found a water source, and I just kind of jumped in it swimming around. And apparently just swimming around, you drink it.
Well, you absorb it through the skin. like quiet.
You're swimming around with your mouth open. You're just scooping it in.
You're quiet from Metal Gear.
I'm breathing through my skin.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just came out. Like, it just came out this week. So,
like, literally yesterday, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But I've been excited for it for a while. I just wish it... Like, I like Funcom, but they are a little notorious for their rough launches.
Yeah. There's a lot of really great Funcom MMOs.
Oh, yeah.
Secret World is fantastic.
Dude, my buddy Matt loves Secret World. Mostly because of the fact that you can, like, to do the different quests and stuff, you actually have to go outside the game and find all these things with information.
There's a lot of ARG-style puzzles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, he downloaded, like a Morse code generator and all kinds of stupid stuff for it.
The Conan MMO is not bad either.
It's a lot like that. It's a lot like Age of Conan, just with more survival-y stuff.
That sounds pretty good. I'm down.
I like the idea that instead of just building on a flat surface like every other survival game out there, it allows you to build up the sides of like mountains and canyons and whatnot. So it kind of gets you an idea to plan your stronghold or whatever you want to call it. But apparently also you can, in the game, from a thing I read, you can go out and find NPCs and capture them and drag them back to your settlement or whatever, and they will guard your settlement.
That's pretty cool.
And if you find like named ones, they're kind of basically like hero characters that kind of live on your wall or whatever.
Hmm. Cool. Yeah, if I had $30, I'd be down for this.
Okay, well, I watched the new Riverdale. I don't have time to talk about it, so.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, don't watch it. Let's go to break.
Hey, we're back. That was Tacky by Weird Al from his newest album, Mandatory Fun.
Great album.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah,
great album, good songs.
Yep.
But that goes right into our first news item. Weird Al's releasing an anthology collection.
Yeah, he is collecting all 40 years of...
40 years.
40 years,
good
yeah.
God.
Also stretching all the way back to when he was 19 and sending stuff to Dr. Demento. They're doing a compilation of everything, and that's pretty crazy.
Isn't it like coming out like on vinyl and all kinds of other stuff?
Yeah.
CD and vinyl. Yeah.
And it comes in a case that looks like his accordion.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? It's like Weirdology or something?
Something like that, yeah. But it's very cool. If I were made of money, I would definitely go for the vinyl with the accordion box. Because I guess there were 9 albums that were never on vinyl that they're doing brand new pressings.
It's kind of crazy. Like, vinyl is like making this weird kind of quiet resurgence.
I think it's great.
No, yeah. It is great. It really is.
I buy vinyl all the time.
Yeah.
We bought a Miss Piggy aerobics vinyl.
Excellent.
Yeah, at half price. But we always go through all the vinyl at half price books every time.
Oh,
we
you
get
got
there.
To. You have to, for sure.
I found Neil Young's Trans.
You found whoa.
On vinyl at half price books, and it was only like $7.
No way. That's like really rare. That's awesome. The one where Neil Young sounded like you've swallowed a tiny robot?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that album. It's so weird and good. I wish we would have played that.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. So getting into some other news, I guess there's some Overwatch stuff?
Yeah, their new event started where it's Year of the Rooster, the Chinese New Year event, which surprised a lot of people because they didn't realize it was going to happen. They've already said they're not doing Valentine's Day. Interesting. Giving a little more agency to... some of their more Asian-centric characters.
Yeah. And well, it's an event, you know, it's a not multicultural, but it's a different event, not just your standard,
you know,
American
Christmas,
holidays. Yeah.
May, the Chinese character, got a couple of skins after all the backlash from her Christmas skin basically being a different color with a hat of her normal outfit.
Now with new hat. Malibu Stacy with new hat. But she, yeah, her skin's great. D.Va finally got another one, and it's a Korean, what's that outfit called?
I'm not sure what it's called, but it's like a very traditional Korean kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really fun, like a lot of the skins are just fun. Like Bastion's is essentially a recolor with some like Chinese accents on it, but it turned Ganymede, his bird, into a chicken. So I thought that one was kind of funny.
And they added a Capture the Flag game mode that's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah. I play it all the time.
It's fun, but it ends in a draw too often for my taste.
Not for me.
Really?
Either I get steamrolled or we murder it.
I've
never had an in-between.
I've played 3 games and 2 of them were draws.
I mean, it's definitely different, and it feels like, I don't know, it definitely, your team makeup definitely makes the game on that one. Because if you're just, you know, running with a bunch of, I don't know, a bunch of snipers or whatever, you're probably not going to do well at all.
But it's not, Overwatch isn't very well balanced for Capture the Flag anyway. I mean, you have a character that can rewind her own timeline, like,
and gain a little bit of health back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, most of the characters have counters and hard counters if you know how to play right.
Yeah. I mean, they made it work as well as they possibly could.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it's fun. It's interesting. I like it.
Yeah. You have to stand on the flag for a minute to pick it up, and that kind of goes a long way into balancing it for all the other characters.
Oh, yeah. You're not just running in, going at like Halo and just running back.
Yeah.
But no, it's fun. Lots of weird little skins. Some Journey to the West legend kind of Monkey King skins for Winston, Roadhog, and Reinhardt.
Why does Zenyatta get a skin every time? Every time there's an event, he always gets one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know that many people who play Zenyatta.
No, I mean, that's why. I mean, they're trying to get people to play him.
Maybe.
I mean, he's not a bad character. He's just a hard character.
If they want to get people to play him, then they should just buff the heck out of him like they did with Symmetra.
Oh, yeah, like giving Symmetra a second ult.
Yeah, she has two ultimate moves now and can switch between the two. Well, that's enough Overwatch.
Yeah, yeah.
In other video game news, Square Enix has signed a multi-game deal with Marvel Studios.
Cool.
Which, yeah, that means we could actually get some, like, good Marvel games. Right now, they have, I think, the Deus Ex studio that makes that game working on a Guardians of the Galaxy game.
Oh, that'd be good. I know they released that one video where it was basically, like, kind of a tease of the Avengers.
Yeah. Somebody's making an Avengers game. But, it's about time we got a good Marvel game that's not a fighting game.
And not Lego.
Yeah. And not some stupid collectible thing on your phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Champions.
Yeah. Or that Avengers Academy.
That one's just goofy.
It has all those cool, like, different designs and fun voice acting, and then the game is just one of those games where the gameplay is waiting, which is garbage.
I don't know. What kind of game would we expect from Square Enix? I know them as an RPG company, but I'm sure they do other kinds of games.
They bought Eidos Eidos or whatever.
Oh, Eidos?
Eidos, yeah. So they have all the Crystal Dynamics, the people that made Tomb Raider.
Oh, okay.
So and we actually have some, like, you know, dynamic action games and whatnot.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Square Enix isn't just JRPGs and weird Japanese games.
Anymore.
Yeah. They have a very strong Western arm now.
Although, I don't know, I'd take an RPG, Marvel RPG.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah, I'd play that. I would play that really hard.
Just a giant cast?
Yeah. Oh, man. Could you imagine, like, an open-world RPG of, like, Planet Hulk?
That would be cool. I don't think many people would get it.
No.
But that would be cool.
Avengers Fantasy VII.
But wouldn't Tony Stark be Shinra?
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what comes out, because honestly, the well of Marvel-themed games are
Exactly. It'll be interesting to see how a game company who is known for making pretty good games does with this license.
I kind of want a Marvel game drawn by Akira Toriyama, like Avengers Quest or Iron Fist.
Telltale's doing a Guardians of the Galaxy game too.
Are they?
Yeah.
I still haven't played their Batman one.
It's good. I mean, I've only played two episodes, but, I mean, it's good. They go a little overboard with the QuickTime events. Like, I know that's the majority of the gameplay in Telltale games is QuickTime events, but they stack them up.
Hot Penguin. Oh, yeah. Penguin's hot.
I didn't know you thought that he was hot in that game.
Nick Robinson was talking about it, too.
Hot Penguin. Well, he's not Penguin yet.
Oh, okay.
I forget Penguin's real name.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah.
Sexiest name out there.
he's a younger, sexier penguin, apparently.
Jeez. Well, that ruffled my feathers.
Well, if we want to stick on game news, there was an update to Mario Run.
Oh, yeah. They made it. They added an easy mode, which who cares? The game's not that hard to begin with, for one. And for two, there's not enough regular content. Like, add more levels or something. Like, Like, there's only six worlds of four levels each. Like, we need more.
In Toad Rally.
Yeah.
Well, this is Nintendo focusing on the wrong areas.
Yeah.
As usual.
I'm about to say, that happens a bit. So leaving the many worlds and levels of video games behind, we've got a bit of movie news and TV news.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Peter Capaldi is leaving Doctor Who after three seasons.
Yeah, which is a shame because I don't think he really got a chance to really shine as the Doctor. I mean,
last season was really good.
Yeah, he's had some really brilliant moments, but mostly they've given him a lot of garbage to work with,
That first season with him started off really, really rough.
Oh, yeah.
But I really, really like my grumpy Scottish Doctor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Capaldi. I think he's great. But yeah, it started out really rough. The Christmas special was not good.
But honestly,
the Eye Booger Monsters episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the worst Doctor Who episode I think I've almost ever seen.
That one was pretty bad. I almost forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Mummies on a Train.
Yeah. I like the Mummies on a Train.
That was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was weird. I wouldn't say it was bad,
no,
though.
No, it was just weird.
But, I mean, come on. David Tennant had that, you know, the fat monster episode. Little tiny little guys. But, I don't know. It'll be sad to see him go. I'd be interested to see who they bring in. Because I saw where Hayley Atwell said she would love to play the Doctor. She will fight anyone who tells her otherwise.
I would love to see her play the Doctor. Oh,
yeah. I would, too.
Or Richard, was it?
Richard Ayoade. Yeah, he would be awesome.
He would be cool.
But yeah, it'll be interesting because, I mean, it'll be a new season with a new companion. And oh boy, we get one season with this companion and Capaldi and then a whole new Doctor.
I have a sneaking suspicion they're going to play it real safe.
They're going to find someone who looks an awful lot like Matt Smith.
Or David Tennant. Yeah, we're going to go back to that well.
Ready for a hot Doctor.
We've had a billion seasons of Hot Doctor. Come on.
We need it again, now more than ever.
These
dark times.
Yeah. I would like a lady doctor or a person of color doctor, but I don't think we'll get it.
Yeah, not now.
I mean, we got our person of color Time Lord General, and we got our female master, which she needs to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope Missy lasts over the Doctor change.
Oh, yeah. Me too, because I really enjoyed that arc.
Yeah.
Well, if they're going to youngen up the Doctor, will they find a hot young lady, the Master?
Oh.
Which would be a shame because...
I really love her.
What's her name? Gomez. I think her last name is Gomez.
Yeah. Is it Melissa Gomez?
Well, Melissa Gomez. Yeah.
Yeah. She's from the one episode that I've seen her in. She was really good.
She's so strong.
Uh-huh.
Like just in fun and on fire, and just she just pops every time she's on the screen, and it's great. But that's, you know, that's the woes of being a Doctor Who fan. You got to deal with this stuff every three seasons,
yeah,
or less.
Yeah, Capaldi has been the Doctor as long as Matt Smith or David Tennant, but it feels so much shorter.
I think it's because he's gotten less.
That's true.
Like
it's
less
the same time, but they did a whole year without anything but a Christmas special.
Yeah. And his writing pool's been a little dry, in my opinion.
Yeah, they need to get Moffat out of there and get fresh blood in.
Yeah.
Well, they are.
But yeah, and well, they are.
They are.
Yeah, this is going to be the last Moffat season, too. So we'll get a new Doctor and a new writer all...
Get Russell to come back. That's what
oh,
I want.
Oh, please.
They said who it is. And he was good, from what I remember.
Yeah, I forget who the new writer is.
Yeah, he's done a couple other BBC shows. Yeah. Anyway,
I would love Russell T. Davies to come back.
So I guess we're getting a John Wick TV series, maybe?
They hinted at it. I don't know. It's supposed to be a prequel series. They haven't said anything beyond that.
So no Keanu, probably.
Probably no Keanu. That's the only way that they'd get it made. I don't see Keanu Reeves being a TV actor. I really don't. Especially if he's going to be busy making the third one. Even though the second one hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, which is also news. They're doing a third one.
They're doing a third one. And that's fine.
I mean, people love John Wick. Like, every people always talk about how good it is. I've never seen it myself.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
If some lady at work even like stopped me. She was looking for it, and she started talking to me about it. She's like, my daughter says this is really good.
It's really good. There's almost no plot. It's just Keanu Reeves shooting guys for 2 hours.
Which is why it's fine that they make a third. If it's a ridiculous action movie, then yeah, just keep doing that.
Just keep pumping that well. Why not?
Die Hard, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it worked for Die Hard up to a point.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
When Bruce Willis starts literally sleepwalking through them.
Yes. Wait, are you talking about Die Hard or every movie he's done for the last 20 years?
Either way.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Steph went and saw Split.
I've heard that's really good.
Yeah, I was kind of on the fence about it, but she says it's really, really good, and there's a big, huge Easter egg at the end.
Yeah, it's an M. Night Shyamalan
twist.
No, it's not even a twist. It's
his movie.
It's not even a twist.
He directed it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not even a twist. It's like a huge like thing.
Yeah.
I hate when horror movies use mental illness as the
It's actually not even so much a horror movie. She says it's more kind of a psychological thriller.
Oh. Still, though, like when the bad guy is somebody that's mentally ill and that's
He is the bad guy and he is not the bad guy.
Oh, well. Okay, maybe I just don't know what the movie's about, but it seemed like it was...
It's a dude with dissociative identity disorder. He
one of his identities is a bad guy.
Yeah. Multiple personality.
James McAvoy.
So at every scene you see him in, you don't know whether he's being the good guy or the bad guy.
Oh.
And it's kind of an interesting idea. It's a little dated, I guess. I don't know. I guess McAvoy does such a good job that by the end of the movie, when he's flipping, like within the same scene and within one speech, flipping back and forth between different personalities, like you believe.
Huh.
Because I guess early in the movie, he's wearing different clothes depending on which personality he's in. But by the end, they're all just kind of rapid fire. And you can point out without any major
change,
like which one's which.
Yeah.
I guess he does a really, really good job.
That's some big acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman's big acting.
Yeah. Speaking of big acting and maybe not so great directing, it's been announced that Ben Affleck will no longer be directing the untitled Batman movie. Is it just being called The Batman?
Yeah, they titled it The Batman.
That's dumb. Yeah. That's so dumb. But he's going to continue to star because he has to. He's under contract. He's forced to.
He's contractually obligated to be the Dark Knight.
Yeah, but he is no longer directing. He said in an interview, and I'm paraphrasing, that the scope of the role is so great that there's no way that he can fully commit himself to being both director and actor and do the character justice. In other words, he wants to get out from behind this thing because he knows the movie's going to suck.
And that's such a line of bull. Like, how hard is it to be Batman? Everybody knows what he's gone through and
If all the characters of pop culture, people know Batman.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Batman.
I don't want to say Batman's not deep, but he's not complicated.
He's not complicated. No, he's definitely not complicated. I swear if we see
his
parents get murdered again, I am just going to flip. I get so tired of that.
Uh-huh. It's literally in every single Batman-related franchise ever.
We all know it happened. We've all seen it a million times. We know the gun breaks the necklace and the pearls.
That's actually a new one. That was in Batman v Superman. Before, it was always the criminal reached up and grabbed
the pearls and they broke.
This time, it literally looped around the hammer of the gun and broke it that way. And that was
And also the
unneeded.
Fact that Thomas Wayne initiated the...
Yeah, it's like, ah!
Yeah, he went to punch the guy and then got shot.
Yeah, like
instead of just getting shot.
If he would have just been cool, he probably wouldn't have been shot. We could have not... Like, avoided the Batman.
And he's supposed to be, like, a noble dude.
Yeah.
Like, the Waynes are supposed to be
a noble and
righteous family.
Not in the Zack Snyder universe. No one's noble. No one. No one's allowed to be noble.
But yeah. Whatever.
But yeah, he's not going to be directing. He's still going to be in it because he has to. All of those DC movies are having problems. Flash is on his third complete rewrite. They don't know what to do with that movie, which I can see... Flash isn't a strong character. He's good for a TV show because you can stretch out his backstory and you can throw things at him long term.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1 2-hour setting, you can't really do a good Flash. You can't go from no one knowing who the Flash is to everybody being on board for the Flash, especially when you have a TV series and you have an actor previously set as the role, and then you introduce a completely different character for the movie, a different actor for the movie.
Yeah.
Especially when Grant Gustin, is that Grant?
Yes, Grant
He's
Gustin.
He's so good.
He does a good job.
He's a good Flash.
Yeah, he does a very
good
job.
He's a good Flash
job.
Boy.
A little melodramatic, but you get that with all
the
CW.
That's the CW writing.
I've heard Wonder Woman's having problems, and I'm not surprised. That's a shame.
It breaks my heart.
I want it. Yeah.
It breaks my heart real
it
bad.
It breaks my heart, too. I want it to be very good.
That movie needs to be good more than any movie has needed to be good in a long time.
Agreed.
It's probably not
going to
be.
It's not going to be. And they keep throwing things into Aquaman. Like, I don't know. It's like maybe they don't have enough story, so they're just throwing everything in. Because right now, there are like three villains in this movie, in this Aquaman movie. And they're going to have a hard enough time explaining Aquaman, let alone his brother, Orym, Ocean Master, who's Patrick Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our next news thing. They've cast Black Manta. The actor's name is, and I'm going to mess this up. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. He's an African-American actor. I'm not sure what he's done. He's a fairly new actor.
Yeah.
They've also... There was another one that they said that they've cast someone else in as...
The Gordon Fisherman.
The Gordon Fisherman, yeah. You know what? There is an Aquaman, an old school 60s Aquaman villain that is just the fisherman, and he looks like the Gordon Fisherman.
Nailed it.
Gordon Fisherman.
Yeah. It's just all these DC movies, and I don't want to complain about it too much because that's all I do is complain anymore. I should just stop complaining. But they're not going to be good.
Stop making them bad.
Yeah. They're not going to be good.
Have they cast Mara yet?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure who they cast, though. Some redhead.
Some redhead.
That's because of the style of movie that they're going for. That's as far as they're going to go with it, is some redhead. And yeah. that's a shame, too, because Mare is a strong character as well, especially post-New 52.
I read several of the new Aquamans.
Yeah,
Aquamans.
Of the new 52, and they were really good.
They were very, very good. And it just boggles my mind why... Warner Brothers is allowed to do this with their IP. Why do they want to make bad movies?
Yeah, over and over again. They make the same mistakes over and over again.
Mm-hmm. It's like they just keep doubling down on the same schlock, figuring eventually it's going to work. It's going to work at some point. We don't know how.
And is dark and gritty the way you want to go for Aquaman? The underwater fish
kind of did in the 90s.
A little bit, but well, with Aquaman, everyone's worried that if they don't go dark, if you show even just the slightest hint of levity, he's going to become a joke.
Because he's Aquaman.
Because there's a preconceived notion that Aquaman sucks. Aquaman doesn't suck.
No.
He is as strong as Superman. He is bulletproof, not as tough as Superman, but he is bulletproof. He can swim at supersonic speed, has
control
gills,
water.
Control, given the different... version
yeah,
of the story,
yeah.
Control water. Plus, Superman, when he's not being a superhero, you know, has a day job. He can relax. Aquaman's a freaking king. Like, come on.
He's got kingly duties.
He's got king stuff that he's doing.
And an army.
And an army. And, yeah.
And he can command fish.
Command fish.
Not talk to fish.
Yes.
Command fish.
That's right.
Which makes me wonder, if Cthulhu and Aquaman exist within the same universe, can he control Cthulhu?
There was actually something about that. It wasn't Cthulhu, but it was there's a couple of issues where white Martians were attacking.
Oh, okay.
Like, and Aquaman knew that there was a portion of like the Martians evolved from fish, like years, like way, way, way long ago.
So they got like an aquatic DNA.
They have
going
a little bit of aquatic DNA. So he wasn't able to control them, but he was able to give them like massive, massive debilitating, seizure inducing migraine.
Oh,
so it would probably be something along those lines where he wouldn't be able to full on control Cthulhu, but like he would be able to like get in there and mess some stuff up.
Man, mess with the Elder God of Madness?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's always on the top of my head. It's like, if it would be possible or not. But I don't know, just the fact you could throw sharks at people? Come on now.
That's a good power. I wish I had that power sometimes.
Also, the fact that, you know, he's also got that legendary trident, which is a comic book super weapon.
Yeah, sometimes magic, sometimes not.
Yeah.
Sometimes he has a hook for a hand.
Yeah. Well.
Or yeah. arm, more like. It's yeah. a big hook.
Well, at least in the animated series, it wasn't bitten off by a shark. It was this. He cut it off to save his son.
He did that in the comics, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I thought somebody once told me he got bitten off by a shark.
No. No.
How would that happen? He could just tell the shark, hey.
Knock it off.
It's my arm, dude.
It's Jaws, though. Jaws don't need no man.
Jaws takes orders from no man.
Look at me. I'm the Aquaman now.
Where's that book? Where's Aquaman versus Jaws?
That would be a great book.
Aquaman versus Sharknado.
I'm surprised they haven't done
that.
Yeah,
that's probably, yeah.
I think they exhausted that well with Archie versus Sharknado.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we have one more here, and this is a short one. Hey, sorry. So the Marvel is stretching out their TV licenses a little thin.
A little bit.
Getting a little worried because they're going on multiple like networks and going different places. Like I know Hulu's getting a couple of series. They still have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm. The Netflix stuff.
The Netflix
Which
stuff.
Which almost feels like it runs itself, honestly.
The Netflix stuff is kind of self-contained a little.
It's very much its own universe. Yeah.
But ABC Family, or what it's being called now, the Freeform channel, is throwing its hat into the ring with...
What a dumb channel name.
It's a dumb name. I don't know why. And it's one of those channels that they keep changing the name of.
It has a new name, feels like, every year.
Just about. Anyway, they are doing a show based on the characters Cloak and Dagger. Cloak and Dagger are super obscure, like, mm-hmm. 70s, well, 80s, created in the 80s.
Were they mutants?
They were, yes and no. They were two homeless kids that took bad 80s. A very special episode of Spider-Man is when they were introduced. Seriously, they were two homeless kids that were given tainted heroin that activated their mutant genes.
So hey kids, heroin gives you superpowers.
But it made their powers weird and like threw them off to where they can't like survive without each other. The deal is Dagger's a gal who shoots light. Dagger's a pure light out of her fingertips, and Cloak is a giant teleporter who taps into like the dark void, dark dimension or whatever.
Yeah.
But he constantly has to eat light, and she has to like every once in a while has to expend the light, or she'll explode. And if he doesn't eat light, he will like
implode,
shrivel up, and. Yeah, implode.
They're very yin-yang.
Yin-yang. So they have to be together. She is constantly like feeding him her excess light in order for them to both
exist.
Plus, it's kind of a love story a little bit.
It's
kind of an interracial, and it's an interracial love story, which when the characters were created back in the 80s.
Kind of a big deal.
Was kind of a big deal. Less of a big deal now. Still something you don't see a ton on TV, but we're getting there. They've cast the two leads. I don't know either of them from anything. The leads are Olivia Holt and Aubrey Joseph. Don't know them. Never heard of them.
Olivia Holt sounds familiar.
Are you thinking of Olivia Munn?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It just makes me think of Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Steve Holt! Yeah. I need to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I hear good things all
so
the time.
Good.
Brooklyn
Nine-Nine
is very, very good.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And it's Mike Schur.
Yeah.
And he's great.
Plus, it's got Terry Crews in it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Cloak and Dagger aren't strong enough characters to carry their own
Absolutely
series.
Absolutely not.
I feel like they kind of should, what they should have did, like what they did with S.H.I.E.L.D. by bringing the Ghost Rider into S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't fit in S.H.I.E.L.D. either.
No. I mean, Fox has got that Legion show coming out.
Yeah.
It's got Aubrey Plaza on it, though.
It does.
So.
That's going to be cool. And I guess Fox does have a pilot going for an X-Men show as well, or X-Men in name only kind of show.
Yeah. X-Men universe, Ex Machina, whatever.
Something.
Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be a really good title.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll watch it. I'll try it. It's going to be on Hulu. Like, Freeform, a lot of their stuff ends up on Hulu.
Yeah.
So we'll see where it goes.
A lot of stuff ends up on Hulu, period.
The CW doesn't anymore.
No, not anymore.
Because that's where I was eyeballing Riverdale to show up.
Yeah, no, it's on its own app. But again.
Oh, so dumb.
Don't watch it. This is my check it out. Don't watch it. Not good.
I'm going to watch it.
Well, good. You could talk about it next week. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us at Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us at @nerd_overload and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. And we are on iTunes and Stitcher. So thank you again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Peace out.